Thank you for joining. This is They Won't, But We Fucking Will podcast. If you're just now joining, you know that now Big G, my co-host, has gotten a promotion at work. So he won't be on for the foreseeable future unless he gets a Sunday off or his schedule changes in the future. The door will always be open for him. I'm going to let you guys know that I am recording on TikTok, but it is, oh Lordy. I'm not going to say thank you for coming and joining. So I'm going to say now, please double tap and thank you for joining, because I keep interrupting my podcast when I keep saying thank you for joining. But please know, me and Baby Yoda are very excited for you to be here. So, we're going to get started. I do like something interesting. If you didn't listen last week, I talked about sex toys and Cleopatra and her vibrator. Her vibrator was made of shiny, smooth stone hollowed out in the shape of a penis. And she put bumblebees in it to make the vibration. How did she know to do that? Like, she must have known vibration was going to feel so cool with a vibrator or dildo or whatever they called them back in the day. But that was last week. This is this week. So let me move on, guys. So I'm going to start with my topic for this week. That's not the topics that we give out normally. A topic that I thought maybe y'all would be interested in is wine and Coke. Yes, Coke that people snort. And also Coca-Cola. So the wine that had Coke in it sold like crazy, guys. It really sold like crazy. Everybody say hi to Baby Yoda. Okay. Late 1800s, there was a drink called Vin Mariani. It was basically Bordeaux wine infused with coca leaves. Yes, cocaine, which meant it contained actual cocaine in small but very noticeable amounts. So yeah, wine, but make it stimulated. Who cooked this up? Master fucking mind Angelo Mariani. Hence, the drink was called Vin Mariani. A French chemist who figured out that alcohol extracts cocaine really well from coca leaves, like efficiently. The results? Fucking bat nuts. People felt energized, euphoric, less tired, slightly invincible, and very into buying more. Doctors prescribed it. The Pope drank it. Yes, that's not a joke. That's real. Celebrities endorsed it. And yes, this is where Coke comes in. Coca-Cola was directly inspired by Vin Mariani, the creator of Coca-Cola. Excuse me, guys. John Stith Pemberton was trying to make an American version. Originally called French wine coca, wine plus coca leaf plus caffeine from cola nuts. No homo. Marketed as a nerve tonic and cure all. Then Prohibition rolled in. Guess what that meant? Wine had to go. Cocaine eventually had to go. Sugar stayed. Brand exploded. And boom. Modern Coke was born. Why it sold so hard? Because it hit all the buttons at once. Alcohol equaled relaxation. Cocaine equaled stimulation. Zero stigma at the time. Medical approved. Cultural hype. It wasn't seen as drugs. It was seen as medicine with vibes. Go figure. Why it disappeared? Once people started realizing cocaine might be a fucking problem. Addiction was a thing. Of course, it still is. Governments got involved. Oh shit. They were the ones bringing the motherfucking drugs in. Coca wine faded out, but the legacy stuck around in soda culture. marketing, and our eternal obsessions with drinks that make us feel something. Doctors prescribe drugs to heal, but they are addictive. Big Pharma is money hungry. Here is the tension stripped down. Doctors are trained to stop suffering, pain, panic, sleeplessness, depression. Those aren't abstract concepts. When someone is crying in front of you, so medicine reaches for what works fast. Of course, a doctor will prescribe you one thing, and if your body rejects it, he'll prescribe you another thing, because every time he writes on his script, he's fucking making money. That's what they're doing now. Although, I'm kind of funny that how they make this money, they write the prescriptions, and they don't want you to be addicted. So, they try not to give you opioids. They want to give you, like, Tylenol with codeine. That can be addictive, too. Some people get addicted to codeine. Some things, codeine only works for certain people. Okay? So, let's see. The problem, what works fast on the body, often hooks the brain. Addiction. Historically, this isn't a bug. This is a pattern. Morphine was a miracle until dependents followed soldiers home. Morphine they used while they were out fighting in the wars when they got hurt to stop the pain. But when they got sent home on honorable discharge and they had to go to doctors like the VA and get prescribed medicine, they were still prescribed morphine. And when they wouldn't get prescribed morphine because the doctor said it was too much, they would buy it off the streets. And we all know the streets medicine is nothing like what the doctor prescribes, because you'll take as much as you fucking want. Okay, guys, so let's go on a little bit further. Let's see. Heroin was sold as a non-addictive morphine substitute. Yeah, no, I call bullshit. Non-addicting? Heroin? Fentanyl is a new heroin, and look how addicting that motherfucker's shit is. But heroin for years was heroin, and that was very addictive. All right. Cocaine was prescribed for fatigue, depression, even toothaches. Well, I'm sorry. My go-to for toothaches, backache, any kind of ache is ibuprofen over the counter. They give you 800 milligrams in the hospital. So guess what? I take four of them. Four times 200 is 800. That's the milligrams they give you in the hospital. So guess what? Hey, guys, it's the same. Let's see. Decades later, opioids were marketed as low risk and handed out like relief was a right. Let me read that again. Opioids were marketed as low risk and handed out like relief was a right. It's crazy. I don't understand it. Okay? Companies like Purdue Pharma didn't invent addiction. They rebranded risk as compassion. And doctors trusting the data they were given became the delivery system. Let's see here. Here's the hard part people don't want to say out loud. A healer's intent doesn't cancel out harm. Addiction doesn't mean the patient is weak. It means the drug did exactly what it was designed for. These substances reduce pain, calm fear, create relief, rewire reward systems. Relief feels like healing until the body needs it before the pain returns. That's addiction, guys. Addiction. Now, I never had this coca leaves in my wine, but they said that was euphoric. Remember I said it was euphoric? All right. So now we live in this fucked up gray area. Doctors trying not to abandon people in pain. Patients afraid of becoming dependent on the drug. A system that profits more from treatment than from actual healing. So, there we go again. Money hungry bitches. And everyone pretending those forces aren't in conflict. Fentanyl. Yeah, we're in it. The fentanyl era is the new heroin era. Just faster, cheaper, and deadlier. Guys, fentanyl is like a horse tranquilizer or something. But it's called the new heroin. Heroin used to be the monster everyone could see. You knew what it looked like. You knew who was using. You knew the risk. Even if people had to them... lied to themselves about it. Excuse me. Fentanyl doesn't announce itself. It hides. Here's the shift. Nobody talks about enough. Heroin required choice. Fentanyl requires exposure. And it's very, very clear that the exposure is real. Baby Yoda, you're not paying attention. Sheesh. Come on now. You're not whining today. Let me rub your head for good luck. All right. Let's see here, guys. People didn't switch to fentanyl. It replaced the supply. It crept into pills, into coke, into shit people weren't trying to gamble their life on. One line, one pill, one hit that used to be survivable. Now it is a coin toss with death. Coin toss. Flip. Catch it. Heads or tails, bitches. You might die. All right. That's not addiction evolution. That's chemical ambush. Why fentanyl took over? It's cheap as hell to make. It's powerful in micrograms. It's easy to smuggle in across borders. And it keeps customers dependent fast. Let's see here. Heroin built addiction over time. Fentanyl hijacks the nervous system immediately. No slow slide, guys. No slow slide. And just like heroin or crack, you spend a lot of money to keep your high. Guys, I talked to a coke user not too long ago. They asked me, they told me I could tell their story or bits and parts of it. I don't want to tell the whole story, but just not to use a name. So I'm just going to talk about a person without a name. They spend over $250 a day. And that's being said because there's pills out here that people are paying $3 to $5 for, and it's getting them high. But you know, a coke high only lasts for like 15, maybe 30 minutes, depending on the grade of it and how much you do at one time. So imagine that's like getting high every hour for more than $10. Because that'd be $240 if you got it every hour for $10 for the 24 hours. So if your habit is $250 and you're spending more than $10 an hour to stay high, to feel that feel, that first hit, it probably felt wonderful. But you're never going to get that high again, guys. You're never going to get that high again. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? No, I'll quit next month. That's what some people can say. Are you going to quit next month? Why do you have a $250 habit a day? Hello? Just tolerance, withdrawal, and overdose on a loop that moves faster than help can reach. It's crazy. And here's the uncomfortable truth. The opioid crisis didn't end. It mutated. Prescription opioids softened the ground. Heroin filled the gap. Fentanyl finished the job. I don't know who is familiar about the Penn North overdoses when they had the 27 overdoses and it was samples that the drug dealers were giving out. These motherfuckers wasn't even making it around the corner after they hit this shit. And guess what it was? It was fucking antifreeze on a pill. They're either injecting it, snorting it, smoking it, dying. We need to help these people wake the fuck up. All right. This isn't a street problem anymore. It's a supply chain problem, a policy problem, a profit problem, a who gets to live problem. You killing yourself, guys? Back in the day, I gotta tell you. Let me tell you. I used to tell people I didn't do shit except smoke weed when I was growing up back in the day. But let me tell you, I've tried e-pills. I've had a piece of a Molly. This is years ago. I haven't had it in probably 10, 15 years. But it's not something that I have to have every day. Because I didn't do it enough to get into my system. First time I got an e-pill, my fat ass didn't feel shit. They told me I should take another one. I said, oh, hell no. I've seen people overdosing on corners for less. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to sit here and say, let's see. We tell people just don't use. But we don't tell them the drug they think they're talking probably isn't the drug they're taking. The margin for error is basically zero. Survival now depends on timing, luck, and whether someone nearby has Narcan. Please, guys, if you know anybody that's hooked on drugs, tell them to please stop. Please, 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 please get them help. Please, if you got to give them the answer to the question, please, please, please. Stay with them. Get them detoxed. Check in on them. Tell them you love them if somebody else didn't tell them that they love them today. I just don't know what else to say. Let's see. That's not moral failure. That's industrialized risk, guys. Heroin was a warning sign. Fentanyl is the consequence of ignoring it. Because heroin became not enough. Fentanyl made them feel good, so they switched over. And some of them switched over, and that first hit took them out. Baltimore in the fentanyl era. Baltimore didn't switch to fentanyl. It was flooded. Heroin used to be the devil. Everyone here understood. People knew the corners, knew the look. What'd you say, Yoda? You did what? Oh, your car was getting high too. Oh, I am so sorry to hear that, Yoda. That's all right. I got you. I got you. You don't have to worry about those drugs out there. If nobody told you they loved you today, Baby Yoda, I love you. Let's see. Heroin used to be the devil everyone here understood. People knew the corners, knew the look, knew the rhythm, knew the risk, even if they played it anyway. Fentanyl blew that whole system up. You heard what Baby Yoda said. He said his peoples is getting high off that stuff. And he's going to tell them that he loves them. Let's see. Fentanyl blew that whole system up. Now there is no regular dose. No same dealer. No same stamp. No same strength. No muscle memory that keeps you alive. One bag today is manageable. Tomorrow's bag from the same damn spot can shut your lungs off in minutes. That's the difference with fentanyl and heroin. In Baltimore, fentanyl didn't just replace heroin. It erased predictability. Did you hear that? Erase predictability. People aren't ODing because they went too far. They're overdosing because the supply is chemically unstable. Same user, same habit, different funeral. That's going to be a post on my Facebook. Same user, same habit, different funeral. Do you know what I'm thinking? You can use this for relationships too. I'm the same user. I'm doing the same habit because I keep coming back. Different funeral. Yeah, I feel like I'm dying sometimes. But let me tell you, I'm a single girl, you know, single woman. And 50, about to be 51. Let's see. And let's be honest about who gets hit the hardest. Black neighborhood already hollowed out by disinvestment. People coming home from incarceration with zero toleration. Folks self-medicating trauma, grief, anxiety, pain. People who weren't even trying to use opioids. Coke, laced. Pills, fake. Heroin, mostly gone. Fentanyl wearing its face. Huh? Baby Yoda, fentanyl is wearing everybody's face. Oh my gosh. This isn't reckless use. This is Russian roulette with better branding. Baltimore used to talk about the dope game. Now it's not a game. It's triage. Them dope boys out there. Ain't no game no more, boys. Narcan everywhere because death comes fast. EMS burned out. Outreach workers doing CPR like it's part of the job description. They had to take it to pass it. So they better put it to use, because you got to get certified every so often. It doesn't just last forever. It has a expiration date on it. Let's see. And the city is counting bodies while arguing policy. Here's the part no one wants to say out loud. Fentanyl thrives where hope is thin. Say it again. Fentanyl thrives where hope is thin. And Baltimore has been asked to survive. Poverty, violence, addiction, incarceration, neglect, all at once for generations. Fentanyl didn't create the wounds here. It just learned how to enter them efficiently. Heroin was slow destruction. Fentanyl is instant consequence. And Baltimore is living proof that when a city is already hurting, the deadliest drug doesn't need persuasion. It just needs access. And it has gotten it. It has fucking gotten it. Now, a little bonus that I wanted to put in here. I don't know if I'm going to say this right, so I'm going to spell it first. D-I-A-C-E-T-Y-L. Diacetyl. It's the buttery flavor in older microwave popcorn products and now also found in some flavored vapes. Diacetyl is harmful to inhale and okay to consume. Go figure that, right? Don't be in room while fumes are flying, especially in vapor form. Workers at microwave popcorn plants developed a serious lung disease called bronchiolitis obliterans, nicknamed popcorn lung, from inhaling diacetyl vapor during production. Because of that risk, many popcorn manufacturers stopped using it in their flavorings starting in the mid-2000s. In vapes, diacetyl was found in many flavored vapes. I was never a cigarette person, but I hung around everyone who smoked. And all my family smoked. Mother, father. I'm not sure if my grandmother on my father's side smoked or not. I know my grandma and grandfather on my mom's side never smoked. They didn't do anything. Didn't do drugs, drinking, whatever. I didn't like the smell of cigarettes at all. So in short, diacetyl and related buttery flavor chemicals is linked historically to old popcorn flavorings and found in some vape flavors. It is definitely associated with fucking lung irritation and disease when inhaled as a vapor. Guys, vapes for one aren't good for you, but to know that this chemical from back in the 1800s, when they first started making popcorn, it was a buttery flavor and it was in warehouses and it was killing people because they were inhaling these fumes all day long, making this popcorn and putting them in packs and putting them in boxes and on a conveyor belt, anything they had to do. And then they're dying and people were wondering why. I know, Baby Yoda. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. He had a cousin that passed away. He worked in the popcorn factory. Matter of fact, he passed away with a smile on his face because he was eating the popcorn while he was inhaling the fumes. Sorry about telling your story, Baby Yoda. Let me rub your head again for some good luck. All right, guys. So now I'm going to be solo dolo for a while, guys. I'm getting excited. I didn't think that I can... Let me take that back. I know I can make it work because I'm a talker and I love to talk. Even if you don't want to listen, I'm going to still talk because I'm recording and I'm going up there on the live and I'm getting myself noticed. Okay. Snow is coming down, guys. Please be safe out there. I got my curtain open and my window cracked a little bit because I like the cool air. Anyway, so this segment is what I just got done talking about, the fentanyl, the heroin, the coca leaves in the wine and in the Coca-Cola. That segment of the podcast is called Say It or Choke, Bitches. So we're going to move on to the shut up topics. I'm going to do most of the topics from last week. Since I'm by myself, I'm going to answer everybody's. Are y'all ready? Let me see. Let me pull my thing up here, right here. Right here, right here. All right. So, let's see. My co-host, who has his promotion, so, again, he won't be able to come on Sundays, and Sundays is the only day I can really work. to do this podcast, guys. So I'm going to continue to do it on Sundays, and hopefully maybe in the near foreseeable future, George can come back and be a co-host. But I'm very proud of him for getting a promotion at his job. So congrats, bro. Congrats. All right. His topic was, where did you trade for harmony? Now, I took this as this was a love topic. So, first of all, I left my ex-husband. I mean, he's still a husband. But I left him in 23, June. And if you ask him, he still knows the date. I guess it hurt him that fucking bad for him to know the date. So, he said, June 16th, 2023, you left my ass. Yes, I did. I put myself in a shelter to get my ass back up on my feet because you didn't think I was ever going to fucking leave. But I did. I just couldn't handle the addiction that you had. We won't go into detail. We'll leave it at that. All right. So, harmony. I didn't trade for harmony. I always had harmony. I just had to dig it back out once I got out of the situation. You know, like, to me, peace is harmony. Being able to eat what I want without having to be tapped on my shoulder or told, you ate too fast or you ate too slow or you're only taking little bites. So the fuck what? I'm eating how I want to fucking eat. Speaking of eating, I got me a Cinnabon. It's very delicious looking. And I was going to eat it while I was on here. I might still. But, I forgot to go get my fork and they didn't give me one. So, I'm going to have to wait till I'm done because I don't want to get my fingers messy while I'm holding Baby Yoda and talking to you guys. So, all right. So, that being said, I never traded for harmony. I just had to bring it back out. It never left me. And I don't think it left you guys either. Like, if you're in a situation that you shouldn't be in, or you're trying to be in a situation that you shouldn't be in, or you left the situation, you came back to the situation that you shouldn't be in. Your harmony is still there, guys. Just find it. And once you find it, you'll know exactly what you need to do. You're either going to stay, go, or slip into oblivious. Who the fuck knows? Anyway, so we're going to move on. Evelyn's topic, she also got the promotion as well. But she was my hype woman, not hype man, because she's a woman. At what age do you think you should talk to your child or grandchild about sex? Well, everybody's different, guys. I don't know who should talk about who, but I told my kids about the birds and the bees. I had three girls and a boy. I told them about the birds and the bees as soon as they were able to understand what sex was or if they were questioning sex. And normally for boys, that's when they start noticing their penis when they're a baby, but you can't talk to them about sex back then. You know, you have to wait till they get a little bit older. So, of course, I talked to my son. He was probably about 8, 9, you know, experiencing hard-ons when he gets up in the morning. You know, that's what boys do, things of that nature. But anyway, yeah, about 8 or 9 for boys, I guess I would say that would be the thing. I don't have any grandchildren unless you count my grand fur babies, but how am I going to talk to them about sex? They have sex before they're even 2 or 3 years old. So make that make sense. That's a big difference there. Anyway, daughters, I think before they start their period, they should know about sex. So that they know once they start that period, babies can come if they don't take precautions. So yeah, I would say talk to your children when you feel the right age is right. Because my ages for how I feel I should talk to my son and my daughters is my opinion. Like, I'm not going to tell you that that's the right age because you might not want to talk to them until they further up, 13, 14, 15, 16. Shit, some kids nowadays are having babies at 14. So, I think it should be sooner than 14 that you talk to them. I know for, you know, about 80% of the females have their first period before they're 13. And then maybe some are late bloomers. Okay? So, that's just my opinion. 8 or 9 for boys, and maybe before girls start their menstrual cycle for the first time. And that could be any age. I was, I believe, 11 when I started. So, all right. My topic was, when did you first learn love can be taken away? First of all, it can't be taken away. Because I feel once you love somebody, you might always love somebody. It's just the level of love that you're going to give that person. Like if you haven't fallen out. I'm busy, Snow. I see your paw. I'll be out when I'm done. My cat is jealous that I'm in here with Baby Yoda and talking to you guys. Anyway. So, let's say, like, you're in a relationship. Everything is peachy cream in the beginning. So, you all kissy, lovey-dovey, going out, showing PDA. Public displays of affection, in case you didn't know, guys. And you're out there talking to people and enjoying people. And y'all just connect. Y'all finishing each other's sentences. And then y'all go through a bump in the road. Your road, because you stay in your lane, but that person might not be in theirs. So, excuse me. So, let me just say this, guys. I left my ex, like I said, it's been almost 3 years ago now, because June will be 3 years that I left. Did we have communications and stuff? Do I still love him? Yeah. I will probably always love him. We were together for 17 years, married for 10. So... But in love with him, I was out of in love with him before I even left him. That's what got me to the point to know that I needed to leave. Damn, my hair is a mess. Anyway, so love can be taken away. But I wouldn't say relationship-wise. Because, like I said, you always gonna, if you ever love somebody in a relationship, you're going to still love somebody. You're just gonna have a different level of love for them. Like, you're not gonna be in love with them, of course, because you don't want to be with them and you know that they're not your soulmate. So, all right. So, let's see. Who are you when nobody needs anything from you? Guys, let me just tell you. Who am I? If nobody needs anything from me, I'm blessed. Because sometimes I fucking wonder, why do you need so much from me? If you ain't my child, even if you're my child, you grown, you shouldn't need too much from me. So maybe some advice, a place to stay sometime, someone to talk to. I don't know. But if you don't need nothing from me, and we're cool with that, I'm clocking it because I'm telling you, it is something. It is definitely something. Anyway, guys, those were the topics for last week. And now I'm going to go to the vault. You opened it, bitch. Now this is what I'm doing. Baby Yoda, I gotta sit you down now because I have to tell them what my topics are. I'm giving myself 3 topics next week, guys. And I need to tell you what my topics are so that you can come back next week and listen to me tell these topics. All right. I know I have a highlighter here somewhere. All right. So my first topic I chose was 46. And 46 says, settling versus choosing. I can't wait to answer that one in detail, guys. I really can. My next topic is 473. Let me go way to the back. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. All right. 473 is, what memory do you wish you could erase forever? It has 2 parts. Who do you hope forgives you after you are gone? And what memory do you wish you could erase forever, guys? I didn't see it had 2 parts. My bad. Let me put that on here. So when I write it down, 2 parts. All right. And the last one was 503. Have you ever felt wanted only for your body, money, or protection? Those are my 3 topics for next week. I want to give my email so that you can email me any topic, but I also want you to respond to that topic. Let me know your pronouns. The email is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. That is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. We had two restrictions today, and I'm guessing that's because of me talking about drugs that I did in the past. So I apologize if some people weren't able to see it, because it said some restrictions were for certain areas, weren't allowed to listen to certain things. So guys, again, this is also supposed to be my last week recording on TikTok, and I'm supposed to be just doing recordings and sending them to all the streamings that I'm on. The main ones I'm on is Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. But I'm also on iHeartRadio, CastBox, GeoSavin, I think it's called. GeoSavin with a J. A couple other ones I can't remember. I'll post them online. Like I said again, guys, this podcast is called They Won't, But We Fucking Will. And now that I am solo dolo for the foreseeable future, you can call it They Won't, But I Fucking Will. Podcast, I kill myself sometimes. Baby Yoda, you got anything to say? Oh, let's clap our hands. We did awesome by ourselves. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining. I will have another topic before my topics next week. It is so fun to come on here and enjoy myself. Like, I didn't think I'd be able to talk to you guys. Let's see, 37 minutes we've been on here. You know, I wanted to try to stay on for an hour, but I talk kind of fast. So next week, since I have three topics, I'm going to go in depth with them topics. I'm going to also next month, my birthday is March 12th. It's a Thursday. I'm having me a psychedelic Austin Powers party on the 14th. Invite only. So if you weren't invited, don't show up. anyway, guys, it has been a blessing. I'm also going to be taking my photo shoot in Graffiti Alley next month with my daughter's assistant. She's going to take my pictures for me. I have to go out and get my outfit. I have to get my outfit for my birthday. And I'm getting my nails done next month for before my birthday so that they can match my outfit for my birthday. Go figure. Let me show you my nails for this month, Valentine's Day. Yeah. Let's see. This is the love hand. Let me put you down, baby Yoda. I gotta show them the fuck love hand. The fuck love hand. This is the fuck love hand, guys. You see the hearts, but you see the black. It's black and red. Did you see that? And then look, my thumb is black with glitter. So, guys, I don't get the fake nails. These are my real nails. And you see I don't really have any because you can see my skin at the tips of them. But anyway, my daughter does my nails every month, once a month. I love it. That's our bonding time also as well. But if you guys want your nails done, she does press-ons. She definitely does press-ons. She does her own artwork. She does her own little gadgets and gems. She makes them herself, colors them. Wait until next month. You're going to see which ones I wanted. I requested from her. Anyway, guys, it's been an awesome time. Awesome, 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 awesome time. If anybody knows how to hook up a sound card, I have one, and I have a big old microphone that goes with it. I just need some help on figuring out how to hook it to my Bluetooth. It says it's hooked to the Bluetooth. It says it's powered to the Bluetooth. And I got all different kinds of cheer, embarrass, gun, despise, debut, a kiss, a laugh, a clap, a pay attention, a kiss, song one, song two. Dodge a bullet, shockwave, elimination, pitch bend, electro, and you can turn it up and down, echo it, microphone, bass, record, music, monitor, everything. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at on this thing. I really don't, guys. Let me tell you guys something. This thing was nice. I bought it from Amazon. And the big old gold microphone. I'm going to be using it soon. As soon as I figure out how to fuck to hook everything up. I got all these things. I don't know why they sell them with these damn Android chargers. Like, they send you three plugs. All of them Android-based. They go inside the sound card. And then you plug in the aux part into a speaker, to a microphone, something of that nature. Anyway, but I'm going to figure it out, and we're going to put it on there. Guys, I enjoyed myself again. I fucking cracked myself up. It's getting hot in here, and I swear I turned my heat down to 72. It was on 76 last night. I don't know what the heck I think I'm doing. And I was home all weekend by myself. My son was out of town. He'll be home later on this evening. But I'll probably be asleep before he gets home. Anyway, guys, I want to say thanks again for joining. I really enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. I am still indecisive if I'm going to be on TikTok or not. If I'm not, I'll record and I will allow y'all to know when I uploaded it to the streaming things, and I'll send out things. If you send me the email, I will read your email next week on there, but it has to be in before Saturday at 4 o'clock, because I need at least 24 hours before I go on Sunday to be able to decipher exactly what I'm going to be reading and if I need to edit anything, because certain things, as I'm finding out every week, everything can't be said, as I still have two restrictions on this TikTok right now, and I'm not sure who can see me and who can't, or maybe somebody just can't hear me. Yeah, my hand was all bent like this, felt like I was a cat, or was my wrist was broken or something. Anyway, guys, thank you again for joining. Love you guys. See you guys next week. This is They Won't But We Fucking Will podcast, and we will be up on the streaming devices within less than 24 hours, probably within the next hour or so. Thank you for joining. Have a blessed evening. Original Nay is out.